Thomas Breach here with NSI Sports as we're joined now by St. Cloud Tech Baseball head coach Steve Taylor ahead of opening day, and it's been a long time coming. Coach Taylor, here we go. Opening day for the first time in 2 years. How are we feeling today?
A little nervous, pretty excited. I think the kids are ready for this, and you know, win, lose, or draw, we're back playing baseball, and that's what's most important. And these kids, I can see the smiles on their faces. They're having some fun out here, so we're ready for this.
Coach, of course, it's also opening day for this ballpark as well, the brand new tech school and the brand new baseball field that you guys get to play on for the first time here. Just with everything that's been going on, pandemic-wise, of course, these kids have had the opportunity to play summer ball, but no spring ball, no high school ball. Opening up this ballpark, does it mean a little bit more to open this ballpark here in 2021?
Absolutely. You know, the kids have some sweat equity into this field, and we take a lot of pride. And, you know, in the history of Tech High School, we've never had a facility where we could go outside and practice and play. And, you know, you look around out here, what a great event, you know, this is, you know, on a nice spring day. You got track going on over here. You got softball going on behind us. We got a baseball game coming up here in a little bit. So this is pretty exciting and, you know, pretty neat stuff here for St. Cloud Tech, no doubt.
Of course, Steve, this is such a really unique day as well. You're opening up the baseball field. Softball is playing for Tech. As you mentioned, there's a track meet going on behind us. Just with, you know, you look at the pandemic and its effect on high school sports. It was spring sports that every single season was affected, but spring didn't get a season in 2020. With a team full of seniors this year, of course, but they were sophomores the last time they were practicing for you and playing games. How do you feel this adjustment is for these players? Of course, it's impacting all teams, but how do you feel your players will respond to, hey, 2 years away from playing baseball and now we're here?
You know, kids are so resilient. It's amazing how well they've handled all of this. You know, changing learning models. We go from distance learning to hybrid to in-person to, you know, it's just lots of things going on. And, you know, having some baseball and just sports in general in spring, kind of resuming that stuff, kind of resume some normalcy to our lives. And I think it's great for their mental health as well as, you know, all of our physical health. Just get outside and be able to move around and do the things we want to do.
Coach, how do you feel about the state of things here? Of course, you know, you have 2 years from playing baseball. You're going to see a little bit of those wrinkles from 2 years of playing high school baseball. But how do you feel about how the roster looks and how your players have looked here in the first few weeks of spring?
You know, it's been good. I'm very happy. We have a lot of seniors. We got a few underclassmen are going to kind of mix in. So we've got kind of a heavy senior class this year. And besides Matt Friesen, there's not a lot of experience coming back. You know, Matt was an all-conference performer for us as a sophomore. But that's been a long time ago, and so I'm excited. I think these kids are ready. Obviously, there's been some rust. We've had some disruptions in our practice schedule. We've had some rain, which everybody's dealt with. We also hosted a state basketball tournament, which kind of took away a couple days inside of, you know, we were able to use the batting cages but not use the main facility on some crappy days. So, you know, we're not as far along as we'd hoped to be, but these kids have worked hard. We've had some good practices, very productive, and I think we're ready to play some baseball.
And finally, Coach, what are you looking for today against Brainerd baseball-wise?
I just hope to play a little clean baseball. I want to see us throw strikes. You know, if we can pick up the baseball and put the ball in play, I guess that's the basics of baseball. But, you know, that's where we're at right now. We're back to basics. We're kind of learning what kids can do. You know, with like I said, with very little experience coming back from our season 2 years ago, you know, we're still trying to figure out what our roster can do and what these kids can do. And we've told them, you know, everybody's going to get some at-bats in the next week. And, you know, starting lineup today may not look like the starting lineup tomorrow. And we're going to be changing some pieces around and try to get a chance to look at everybody and see what they can do. But, you know, the kids have had a great attitude. We've been working hard, and we're excited to get going here.
All right. Well, Coach Taylor, thank you so much for your time here today. And best of luck against Brainerd here on opening day.
Thank you. We're going to need some luck. They're good.